come down and it I started to re-identify. How's your day going, buddy?
I'm just come down to pick the truck up. I had it serviced this week while I was off.
Better had a lot of shekels to pay for it with nowadays.
About that. It's definitely getting more expensive to have anything done.
Not funny. Shoot. Yeah, it's just sad the way things are going, but maybe we can change that. I think what they're going to do is have a massive COVID outbreak. That way they can get all these mail-in ballots the next time again. Otherwise, you got to be a good citizen and go vote at the polling place. Hi. Which before it was about 35%. But at any rate, it's a hot day again, and I haven't been outside much except to go out to the chickens and gather the eggs, and I went out and measured my flagpole for a flag light. I have to figure out some kind of contraption to hold it. But that's about as far as I wanted to walk out in this stuff. We're headed down to Wally World now over here, just past W4DJW's area.
123 right now, heading up, getting ready to head back up the mountain. I just picked the truck up. I had one of my customers service it over there. Ouch.
From talking to my neighbor, he's got a diesel in his big Dodge truck, and it takes a whole lot of quarts of oil. How many quarts does that thing take?
26.
Oh, man, that hurts. You know, I get our oil. I use synthetic and Mobil 1, and I get it at Sam's or Costco's, and they have $10 off a lot of times on it. And it's, what, $29 for six quarts, Bernice? Something like that. But I don't think that applies to diesel, does it?
It does not, but I do run that in my generator that's on this tool truck, so I have to service the truck and the generator, so it winds up being quite a bit.
How gallon does that get, Patrick?
1.9 miles to the gallon.
I guess that's just about what's to be expected. I've just seen those trucks up here on Wade Hampton, and it's pretty big, and then you got tools in it. Man, that's, I don't know what that thing is gross out with when you got a lot of tools in it.
It's under 26,000 the way I have it set up. I could put more in it, but I choose not to.
Yeah, boy, and everything costs on that, tires and the whole nine yards. Well, this car doesn't get overwhelmingly good mileage. It's a big car. But it gets, about 22 most of the time in town. Once in a while, 24, but it's just short trips for us. On the highway, it'll get up, I know when we went up to Cherokee the other day, I got 29. And if it'd been flat level ground like I was used to back in Kansas, we got as much as 34. That's good, but when you're starting and stopping a good-sized car in town, it just ain't going to get any great mileage. And then I use the remote start in the summertime, and that takes a little bit more. But, boy, it's nice to walk out to a cool automobile.
Sure. I always loved that on cars that I had it on, but nothing I have has it now. So I had to go out and start them up myself.
If you ever inherit a great deal or something, there's a place called Cars LLC. It's in the south part of Greer, like you're heading out to the FedEx place at the airport. It's on the right side of the road before you get to that stoplight, this side of the FedEx and the airport. And they're real nice people. They do all the alarms for Toyota, I know, or used to. But I had it put in my car and my truck. Toyota's system sucks, but it works real well, but the range on it's not much. But like on my Tacoma, I can be in at the cash register at Lowe's and start the truck out in the parking lot as far as you can see. And it was just $400, so I didn't think that was too bad.
pretty good deal. I wonder if they make one for this big old Peterbilt.
Don't know, Patrick, for sure. This is M0TR. But they'll sure quote you a price. It's got a small parking lot when you pull in down there, so you'd be better to go down there with a car than your big truck. It kind of sets down the slope on the right side there. You'd miss it if you didn't put it into your GPS or something. It's called Cars LLC, and it's a relatively small place. But if it can be done, I'd say they could. I had a friend that used to do that back in Kansas. And there's quite a bit to it, and you have to do it such that it doesn't inhibit your warranty on your car. And these guys got the know-how. Even back when I had it put in these, which has been quite a few years ago, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, they had a system there where you could be here, and if your wife was in California and she lost the keys to the car, you could unlock it and start the car for her in California or anywhere she might be, just as an example. That one you had to do a subscription to, but it wasn't really prohibitive, but it wouldn't be of any use to us, I don't think, guys like us, but I suppose people that travel a lot, it would have been a handy thing to have. But, I love it on that truck, man. I'd be a long ways off. And if somebody gets in it, let's say they broke the window, they seen it running. First of all, if they jar it, it's going to set off an alarm sounding like a police siren. The next thing is they get in, if they touch the brake pedal, it dies. If they try to put it in gear, it dies. You got to put the key in the ignition and turn it to the on position. Otherwise, you don't go anywhere with that vehicle. In the same way with the Avalon, they touch the brake pedal and it's dead.
Both of them are anymore. Most of the ones. Be careful! I'm pulling into the Liquid Gold station here, so I'm gonna have to put some fuel in this thing before I get up the mountain. So you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon. Try to stay cool, and I will talk to you on down the line. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Good to hear you, Patrick. I haven't talked to you in a while. 73, and be safe out there. And I don't know what to tell you. This is our Sam's car, and we get back quite a bit on it. We went to Sam's yesterday and got $21 back. The last time it was $37. It's quite a bit for the first 7,000 gallons. Might be something to look at if you belong to Sam's. I don't know if Costco's does that or not. KO4HKX and 0TR 73, Patrick.